It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Full of frustration.
Silly mistakes again.
Full of despair.
I don't even know if I'll have a club tomorrow.
From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation.
It could be League Two next season.
Bolton are down, Norwich are down.
Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory.
Get in!
Pride.
It's been a joy to watch.
Passion.
Nanny!
In search of silverware.
MLS Cup champions, baby!
And they found...
ATL.
Orlando!
Major League Soccer.
This is Elliot Holman on the MLS UK show. I'm delighted to say that despite being in my guest bedroom, which is a little bit echoey, a little bit rubbish, not quite what we're used to, I am still joined by New York Red Bulls defender Patrick Segrist. Patrick, welcome to the MLS UK show.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm very good. It's a little bit weird, isn't it? How are you doing?
I'm great. Just making the most of being in quarantine and trying to stay fit and stay healthy in the meantime.
It's when we were messaging the other day, you said that you were, obviously this was a while ago, you were with your teammate Tom Barlow. He's been on the show before. I hope he didn't put you off the idea.
No, definitely. He enjoyed it last time he was on, so he had great things to say.
Okay, that was good to hear. You mentioned that you're just trying to stay fit and enjoy this quarantine time. Here in the UK, we have entered lockdown. It's essential travel only for essential key workers. I'm doing my radio show from home, which is ever so bizarre. What's it like over in the States?
Yeah, in the States, from where I'm from in Chicago, you're only allowed to leave the house for essentials such as groceries and gas. And it's turned to the same thing here where you can only go out for groceries, gas, food only if it's drive-ins, coffee. And I believe that everybody needs to be back in the household by 8 or 9 p.m.
How does it affect you as a soccer player? Because I know it's kind of been a gradual thing. There were steps taken and then further steps and steps again. How has it impacted you over the last couple of weeks and your teammates as well?
I think it's taken us out of our normal routine of being able to wake up and go to training and know what we're doing throughout each day. And just getting that sort of off balance, we've had to adjust to it and make the most of it and take it as a positive.
What's a typical day for you right now? Because I would normally ask this question and you would say, oh, I get up, I go to training, and then maybe a few of the guys, we hang out after. Like, what's a typical day in quarantine for Patrick Segrist?
Well, for me, I'm trying to resemble it as closely to what it would be if we were still training. So in the morning, I would wake up, I'd eat breakfast, I'd text a few guys if they want to go and get the workout that we're given by the squad and be able to get the workout in bright and early, come back, rest a bit, and then do some core upper body exercises at home, and then have dinner and relax and watch a movie, and we'll try and come up with some hobbies, whether it's playing two touch in the yard, having a bonfire, things like that.
You know that Coach Armis isn't going to hear this, so all that first bit you don't need to worry about is fine. You can just say that you're sitting and watching Netflix in your pants. It's totally fine.
Awesome.
When we talk about soccer, right, you grew up in Illinois. So Chicago, because you're of a certain age, Chicago Fire would have actually been around your whole life, right?
Yeah, the Chicago Fire was based out of Bridgeview, and I'm from Streamwood, Illinois. Mm. So I grew up playing with a small club team that's quickly evolved called the Soccers FC Chicago,
yeah,
which was about 15 to 20 minutes from my house and about a 3 to 4 minute drive from my high school. So having that and the way the club has shaped and formed me today has been definitely a positive for me. And I'm happy I was there instead of having to drive about an hour and a half to trainings each day.
Yeah, this is the thing. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Because of your distance to Bridgeview, how aware were you of MLS in its early days?
I wasn't quite that well aware. I know that a few of my coaches in the past have played, whether it was Nino Da Silva, who was a coach for Soccers, and then other coaches in that area had those certain connections with those players. So I didn't have a whole lot, but based in my young age and what the coaches provided me would just be a lot of European football, and whether that was Premiership or watching the Brazil national team.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. One of the biggest questions that we get asked, or most common questions we get asked, is why are you watching MLS when you've got like the Premier League and the Championship and all these leagues which everyone in the States still watches? But MLS is, I don't know, it's more exciting. We absolutely adore it over here. There's a real core fan base of MLS fans over here. And I don't know, it's definitely growing, hasn't it? You must have seen a growth in your lifetime, certainly.
Yeah, definitely. Over the years, just seeing how much that soccer's evolved in America, it's remarkable, honestly. I mean, you look at how many divisions are there. There are 3 or 4 divisions right now of professional soccer in America, with the USL Championship, USL League One, NASL, and even indoor soccer. So just to see that and how much of a fan base it's grown, like, you can see the amount of MLS fans who fill out a stadium.
You're at the peak in MLS. I know it's only been a couple of games, but I want to talk to you about the draft process, and we'll get to those first couple of weeks of the season. I've spoken to different players and they've said different things to me. When you're in the draft, or you know that you're going to be in the MLS draft, do you know who's maybe more interested than others? Is there a few clubs you think, okay, they're definitely going to go for me? Some players have said absolutely, and some players have said, I had no idea.
Yeah, for me, I had a sense of an idea just based off, for my first combine, I actually went to the Red Bulls combine in December 7th. And then when I was there, I found out that I was invited to the MLS combine. So then I went to that and had interviews and interviewed well with Red Bulls. And then once the draft came, I had an idea that Red Bulls would be interested, and I was happy enough to be drafted by them.
It was different this year as well, wasn't it? We're used to seeing the Super Draft in one room, everyone there. Did you prefer the way it was done this year? Because everyone was just spread out across the country.
I think it would have been cool to have the on stage aspect of it. But for me personally, I didn't feel like I missed out on something. I was one of the 9 people to actually have a camera crew in my house to capture the moment live. And to have that and be with friends and family on video and to see it live was it was a crazy, honestly one of the best feelings I've had in my life.
I remember it really clearly. We were watching it. It was broadcast over here in the UK, which again, we're taking steps. It's growing over here, which is excellent to see. And I remember seeing it and those, you know, the top 10 players. I mean, it's huge to be in that top 10 for a start, isn't it? When it came to Red Bulls, having, you know, interviewed with them and spoken with the club, are you just praying that maybe no one else picks you up beforehand if you've got your heart set on Red Bulls?
For me, I was just blessed with whatever happened at the moment. I mean, I was happy to be in the position I was, to be invited to the combine, to be in the draft selection. So just to be there and be in that moment, I was just praying to God every day that everything would work out for the right reasons. And luckily it did.
Yeah. And here you are. Let's talk Red Bulls. This is the exciting bit. You played a big part in preseason. And then week one of the season, home opener against Cincinnati, you're straight in the starting 11. Talk me through that feeling. When did you find out that you were going to be a starter? And for a draftee, were you kind of a little bit surprised to be as included as you were early on?
I'd say that when I went into preseason, I was set on just learning from the veterans, learning from the coaches, and being able to apply myself in the best way possible to fit the system. And the way I played in college, I fit the Red Bull system, being aggressive, counter pressing, getting up and down the field. So I had no doubt in my ability at all. And to be able to learn from those older players and learn from the coaches, I think has helped me focus on little details that can improve my game. And once I found out the day before training that I was in the starting 11, I texted my mom and said, "No, I'm going to be starting in the starting 11. And then she was just very happy, very excited, because she was actually in Jersey and came to the game. And she's one of those big supporters I've had in my life. In college, she's always supported me at every single home and away game. She would fly to away games. And to be in a stadium and be at Red Bull Arena was a surreal feeling for me. Like, when you're in high school and college and even grade school growing up, you're in that stadium thinking, wow, I wish I could be there one day playing in front of all these fans. And then once you're in there, it kind of just hits you. You look back and think that you were once that little kid in the stands, and then being on the field and especially being able to get a win. And it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what my mum would be like. She's like one of those super embarrassing mums that's like way, 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 way supportive. So I can only imagine what she would be like in that situation. But it must be so amazing to make her so proud as well.
Definitely, yeah. She's played a huge part in my life, and I'm always happy to share that moment with her.
While we're chatting about Red Bulls, they have a history of giving youth a chance, giving draft picks a chance, and it normally works out pretty well. You must think like you're in the perfect place, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, based off what Taylor Twellman said after I got drafted, he was definitely right. I'm in the best place I could possibly be in. And the best thing about Red Bulls is me coming in as a rookie, they made me feel like family right away and wanted the absolute best out of me from each training. And just to have that togetherness and that family aspect in a team where everybody's on the same page is hugely important to me.
Yeah, Red Bulls is a club I look at when I'm looking at analysis. I will immediately imagine that draft picks and youth players are going to be given way more of a chance than most other clubs in MLS, and I feel like they pick well as well. You're not gonna big yourself up, I'm sure, but they always pick well. They know exactly what they need. They know who suits their style, and I feel like you from what I've seen of you, it's just the perfect fit.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to go anywhere else. I love the coaching staff. I've heard great things about them leading up to the draft. And when I went to the combine, the 7th and the 8th, that's the only place I could picture myself being. So for it to all happen, it's ideal.
You played in the next game the next week as well as a starter, which is incredible. And now it's just stopped. What's it like? What are you hoping will happen? How soon can we get the season underway again?
Yeah, for me, I'm just hoping everybody's, I mean, this is a serious issue and it's a major health concern. So I'm just hoping that everybody's staying safe and staying healthy at home. And of course, it's unfortunate for all of us to not be able, especially me coming in a rookie season, but I would just got to take it as a positive and make the most of my time while I'm home and be able to stay fit, keep staying healthy, staying on the ball whenever I can, and just taking every negative point and turning it into a positive.
Do you have any, have you been given any kind of inclination as to when MLS is likely to get going again? I know, you know, they're taking this very seriously, which they should, but do you even have like a rough idea in your mind?
Not really at the moment. We're kind of just taking it week by week and we'll see where things go and what the MLS decides.
This is the MLS UK show.
The MLS UK show with Lucid FC, a distinctively modern casual fashion label. Take a look at lucidfc.us or lucidfc.co.uk and see why celebrities love the look. This season's current line is called What's Your Effing Club? Which is your F? Football, fashion, or film? If it's football, you're in the right place. Film, the MLS UK show podcast is now available to watch on YouTube. But fashion, it's always lucidfc.us or lucidfc.co.uk.
So there we have it. Patrick Segrist joining us on the MLS UK show. Fingers crossed we get underway again very, very soon. But remember, stay inside, stay safe. We will try in this very, very small room to bring you as much content as we possibly can. We've got another chat coming next week with Atlanta United's Lawrence Wyke. So stay tuned for that. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and on all of the your favorite podcast providers and follow us on socials at MLS UK Show. Stay inside, stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll all get back to normal very, very soon. Lots of love.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.